Grand Prix. Vettel defied team orders and overtook Webber on the last lap. BBC News.
Now on BBC Radio 4 this afternoon's classic drama is a playful updating of Charles Kingsley's 150-year-old children's novel, The Water Babies. Paul Farley takes Kingsley's tale of a young chimney sweep and transposes it to 2013 and the murky world of Britain's underground labour market.
The Water Babies, a modern fairy tale by Paul Farley, freely adapted from the novel by Charles Kingsley.
I am lucky. That is what they tell me. I turn the tap and there is clean water. It isn't like that all over. All I've got is a name. Tommy. If you ask me, where are you from, kid? Or if you ask me who my mom and dad was, or what they did, I can't answer. Ask all you like. All I know is I'm Tommy. Somebody somewhere must have given me that name. It's what I've always gone by. But I don't like to think much about who they were or where they are now. There is a kid who works here. He took away his kidney. He showed me a big scar on his belly. I should count myself lucky, he says. Mr. Grimes says I'm lucky.
No two ways about it, Tommy. You are. You landed with me. You could have gone right down the plug hole.
Mr. Grimes is a man of business. I've worked for him all over. Move at night. I hate moving. It's always the same. Climb in the back and slam. Sometimes we stretch our legs in a car park full of lorries. And I wonder where we are. One time I walked onto this bridge and watched all the car lights. Red ones going one way. White ones going the other.
You pull another stroke like that and I'll send you away. I don't know you're born. They'll take your kidney. Maybe your heart. Sell you for parts.
I've washed fruit. I've waxed cars. But mostly I work in kitchens. Like this one, in Manchester. Always the first in. But I like it when it's quiet. Before they give me the worst things to do. I sleep under coats in the van.
Work's drying up. Hardly a trickle. But I'm making moves. At times like this, people like cheap. They like low overheads. Yes.
Where did you get me from, Mr. Grimes? Where did you find me?
Port of Dover. I bought you. You came here in a box. A big, dark box.
I don't remember.
And go to sleep. You're up early tomorrow. I've set the clock.
There has always been Grimes. There has always been a clock. I don't remember a time before Mr. Grimes. A man of business.
You're going to the countryside.
Where is that?
The sticks. Pack it in now. Sleep.
I sleep. I count myself lucky.
Won't be stopping again. You've had your chance to go.
How far away is it?
Keep out of sight. I got you some cola. You can pee in the empty bottle if you need to. Aye, aye. Which way are you headed?
The lake. Anywhere in that direction.
This is your lucky day, love. Jump in.
Thanks. I'd sooner ride in the back with your lad.
I thought I told you to keep your head down. Suit yourself. It's a bit rank, mind.
Hello. What's your name?
Tommy.
Tommy. Good name. You going up to the lakes? On holiday?
I'm taking him up to meet with relatives. I'm a friend of the family.
That's nice.
Yeah. So you're one of these backpackers? A traveller?
I've travelled a lot. I bet you're looking forward to seeing the mountains.
I've never been before. Is it the countryside?
It is. You'll love it. Big, wide open spaces, fresh air, lovely views.
Lovely view in this mirror. Why don't you climb up front? I won't bite.
I'm fine where I am.
You've seen the countryside before?
I have.
Do you live there?
No, I'm not from round here. But I grew up in the country. A different kind of country. By the sea.
I've never been to the sea.
Never been to the sea? I've never even seen it.
Well, in pictures and stuff.
How old are you?
Is this 20 questions? How many is that?
I'm getting to know Tommy.
17 left. That's right. Don't indicate.
You look young to be such a long way from home.
I suppose. I don't know. I sleep here.
And in that'll be all from you. What have I told you? Keep it bottomed.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
No, I'm not. I tell you what, though. Why don't you find some other mug to give you a lift? And we were all just getting to know each other. Out!
You'll see me again before it's all over.
Before what's all over? Go on, bounce!
Those that wish to be clean will be clean. And those that wish to be foul will be foul. Remember that.
Out. Nutter.
Is this his first job in hospitality?
He's worked in kitchens before.
We'll see how he goes. 1 month's probation, board and lodging, of course. You never know, one day we might put him on the books, but for now, he'll work downstairs, behind the scenes. We'll keep things undocumented.
I hear you.
He's a bit of a shrimp for 16.
He's a grafter, okay? Any trouble, here's my mobile.
Works for me. Right, wait here. I'll sort out his bunk.
You work hard here, Tommy. Don't show me up. Listen to this. Welcome to Hartover Country House Hotel. There's been a dwelling on this site since before the Doomsday Book. The attics are Anglo-Saxon.
Open
the third floor
for early
definitely
deliveries, wheel out green and purple bins on Tuesdays, black and yellow on Thursdays. Switch on ovens and grills and plate warmers 1 hour before breakfast pass begins at 6 o'clock. Check all kitchen supplies.
I am always up before 5. The kitchen's downstairs get hot and loud, but go upstairs and it's so quiet. This is where the guests sleep. This is how I get into trouble. There's a trolley on the first floor, but the lady is nowhere around. I pick up her swipe key and wonder if it fits in any door. I will just take a look. The room is all clean and white. Spotless. White curtains, white bedclothes, white furniture, and white walls. There's a mobile on the table, a pink one. I pick it up and look. The bed has somebody in it. Look at her. Her cheeks are nearly as white as the pillow. Her hair is red, like threads of gold. She looks like a doll. And then her eyes open.
What? Who are you?
My name is Tommy. I'm sorry.
What are you doing? Who let you in?
I work here. This is my job, to bring fresh towels.
What? The maid does that and she knocks first. You're not the maid. Get out now. Is that my phone?
I know. Don't shout. I just wanted to
I'd
see
like
you.
I'd like it back. How did you get in? How old are you?
I don't know.
Don't know how old you are. Everybody knows how old they are. When was your last birthday?
I don't have birthdays.
You don't have birthdays?
I came here in a big box over the sea.
Well, I'm still going to ask you to leave. My parents are right next door. You shouldn't be in here. I'm sorry you haven't a birthday. That's not cool.
I don't want you to be sorry. So what if I don't know my birthday?
Why are you so angry?
I know my name, okay? Tommy!
I told you.
Hey! What is this? What are you doing?
Wait, I didn't mean to frighten anybody.
I can see what you've got hold of. Is that your phone? Come on, don't play cute. Lisa, call security!
I was out of there. I climbed out through the window and onto the gutter. It was a long drop. They would call Mr. Grimes. I didn't know which way I was going, but didn't care, so long as it was as far away from the hotel as I could get. I went deeper and deeper into the trees and bushes. It went darker, and I got scratched and whipped and tangled up. I came out of the woods. I slowed down, but kept climbing. I could see further than I've ever seen. Furthest away of all, it was hard to tell where the land ended and the sky began. I wondered whether that must be where the sea was. Everywhere smelt green and fresh. I grew so tired and thirsty. I found a place to lie down by the stream, which was good. I was in a strange place now, a new world. I still had the girl's phone in my hand. The noises up there made me feel empty. In the end, I fell asleep by the water and dreamt of Grimes chasing after me through the woods. And the girl with red hair leading me down to the sea.
Don't you show me up.
You'll see me again before it's over.
They'll take your kidney, maybe your heart, sell you for parts.
Hello, Tommy? It's Ellie, the girl whose room you were in. Nobody cares about this phone, so you can come back to the hotel. They're looking everywhere for you, and we're all worried. I'm worried. I don't think any of this is your fault, so I just wanted to say, come back, okay? Okay. Hope you pick this up. Bye.
Come on, relax.
Yeah, relax. Just breathe normally.
What's he saying?
You've got gills. Take a mouthful.
All the same, these new arrivals. You think they'd send them on a course or something?
I know. Imagine me hatching and going upstairs and carrying on like this.
I suppose we've had a longer run up to it, to be fair.
What?
Evolution. We're evolved. He's taking a bit of a leap.
Watch out, he's going again.
Look, after me. I promise you it'll be fine. Ready? One, two, three, and breathe in.
It works.
There you go. Easy. The first one's always the hardest.
You'll be all right now. Take a moment, have a breather. No pun intended. It takes some getting used to it.
Very counterintuitive.
Welcome to our river. Things had gotten weird. I tell you, I'd woken up, only this time I was swimming and breathing and talking under the water. It seemed like the thing to do. Once I got the hang of it.
It might also take you a while getting used to the current. Think of it as being like the wind.
Only wetter. You can use it to swim faster or find dead water where you can float and rest.
These were caddis flies. Flies! But they were as long as my arm.
You're amphibious. Welcome to the club.
You'll make lots of new friends. Try to enjoy it.
They lived in little pipes made out of bits and pieces off the bed of the stream. Pebble and shell and wood, all stuck together with silk and glue.
Don't be fooled. We have to keep up with the latest in caddisfly design.
Oh, it's hard work. Do you know every one of us in this stream has to use a very particular shade of pink sand grain?
We're total fashion victims.
That first night, I was frightened in the water when it went dark. But the caddisflies told me stories about their houses and how they change their skins. And we're going to turn into creatures with wings like moths and fly around in the air above. The moon came up over the bank of the stream. The moon looks huge seen from underwater. All the caddisflies went quiet and stared towards it.
We're all waiting.
Waiting for what?
To go up, of course. We're all waiting to go up.
The water was full of new smells. Smells I could taste. Then, I met a dragonfly. Not that I knew this at first. It was an ugly thing, about half the size I was, with a big stomach and a head with two huge eyes and a face like a donkey's. I swam up close and looked at it. And I was taking a closer look when, quick, like a flash, its arm shot out and it grabbed hold of me.
Oi, let go of me.
By my nose.
Then leave me alone. I'm concentrating.
Okay. Deal. I'll leave you alone.
Nobody can mind their own business anymore. I'm concentrating, can't you see? I'm trying to split.
Just let go of my nose. I'll leave you alone.
Chill. Why do you want to split?
This is what we do. My brothers and sisters have all split. Eventually I'll split. If I concentrate. I was nearly there. Shh.
The dragonfly unpeeled herself. Out of her shell came this softer creature. She got hold of a stem and right away started creeping upwards, slowly towards the light. I followed her. She crawled up and broke the skin of the water, then stopped when she found a sun trap. And then she changed.
Armor plating, check. Metallic blue and yellow and black markings, check. Full set of four wings in bright brown gauze, check. Diamond effect and crusted eyes, check. Check me out. I am a bullet.
Next thing, she was off, like a helicopter, only faster.
Come back.
Listen, let me take a look around first and get something to eat. I'm hungry. It's busy up here.
What do you eat?
Meat.
And she did come back. And this is what she told me.
We're a lot alike, Yumi. Look at how long I spent in the dark, underwater, concentrating in the slime. Just existing. And now I've crossed over into another element, like you did.
I can't remember the dark. Just setting the clock and eyes in the back of my head. Something wiped me clean. I've crossed over. What does that mean?
Gotcha.
Whoa, let go of me.
Struggle all you like, kid. That there's a real pincer.
Just let me go. Don't eat me.
Eat you? I'm not gonna eat you. I was kinda hoping we could have a word. What's your name, kid?
Tommy. Will you let go now?
Not so fast, Tommy. Who sent you?
Nobody. I'm not supposed to be here. It's all a mistake.
Tell me you're not one of those environment agency goons. I can squeeze a lot harder.
No! Who are you?
A crayfish. A signal crayfish, to be precise. Don't confuse me with your native crayfish. I've taken over the franchise on this particular stretch of river.
You're not from around here.
Listen, who's talking? No, technically speaking, I'm an alien, not an illegal alien. We were brought here to do a job and somebody had to do it, right? Am I right?
Okay.
All right, then. What are they going to do? Send us all back to west of the Rockies watershed? I don't think so. Where are you from, Tommy?
I can't remember.
I can recommend a good immigration lawyer, though I think he only does crayfish. But you need help. Somebody to navigate you through the loopholes and rules, tie them up in knotweed. Hell, you're more English than the English now. You're part of a river system, for Christ's sakes.
So, you came here to work, too?
Market forces, man, market forces. Growth, growth, growth. Things can never go back to being like they were. Maybe if humans just stop what they're doing or vanished, nobody's gonna step in. There isn't any God.
God? I remember God.
God? Oh, please. Ever read your Dawkins and your Hawkins? There ain't no big crayfish in the sky who'll come and figure it all out for us. There ain't no big enchilada. Just one cold and different river. Getting colder all the time. I'm not depressing you, am I? I like you, Tommy. I like your style. You gotta make the best of your situation. I tell that to all the kids.
All the kids?
Kids like you, Tommy.
You mean there's more of us? Like me?
More of you, sure.
Wait.
Listen.
What?
You hear that? Shh. Okay, kid, I'm gonna cut you loose. I'm out of here. If you want my advice, you can do the same.
What is it? What is coming?
Otters.
At first, it looked like one big creature swimming towards me. As it got closer, though, I could see there were three or four of them rolling, diving, twisting, wrestling, cuddling, kissing, biting, scratching. I hid myself in the water lily roots. But the big one clocked me.
Quick! Something to eat. Over here.
I got in tight behind the roots. She had wicked eyes and teeth as sharp as needles.
Come out of there now. Did you come out? I promise to take you in one bite. It'll be quick, like switching a light off. Otherwise, I'll give you to the cubs to chew on.
No way!
Actually, there's not a pick on you. You're not worth eating. We'll leave you for the salmon. You're not worth bothering with.
The crayfish bothered with me.
Oh, he did he? Did he give you his market forces speech? Growth, growth, growth? I thought so. Well, my little friend, he has a point. But we're inclined to think money flows both ways. Have you heard of the National Lottery?
I remember. The National Lottery.
No, I mean the National Ottery. In recent times, those salmon pink tickets have shown results. The big tax on the stupid is finally impacting on our rivers. As a tap run on a summer night delivers its day-long lengths of warm house brick, then tepid foundations, before it finally hits the deep cold main. So money has finally found its way upstream. So, in ascending order, phytoplankton, caddis, crayfish, otter. So all the magic circuitry of water has been switched on again. The swim through larder restocked. An ancient halt the length of the lander back in business now. We waited for the river to breathe again. And we're starting to come back. The river made us, and its story tells us. Tell me, what's your story?
A girl with red hair and the sea. Having eyes in the back of my head. Me clock watching. the clock watching me. A boy with a scar. Clean sheets on a bed. The water got thicker, harder to see through. This was when I met the old fish. He swam right up to me, almost bumped into me before I saw him. But he was a sad case. Nothing to be scared of.
To look at me now, I suppose I am. You should have seen me when I was leaping.
You are all busted up.
Thanks for that. Who'd think you were once warm-blooded?
Are you an old fish?
I've seen better days. What way are you headed?
Don't know. I've just sort of let myself be carried.
Best to have a way, a direction. Unless you're planning on making a career as a sieve or a sifter, a siphon or a bottom feeder, or an ambush specialist. Some do that.
The otter had put ideas in my head. I don't know why, but I knew I had to head for the sea. I told this to the trout.
If you're headed that way, be careful.
Why? What is down there?
This river. Well, in a few swims and stretches from here, this river goes underground. People didn't need it anymore, so they tricked it into running through pipes and grates. It comes up again, but that's a long way off. If I were you, I'd find another route. There isn't much water.
Can you show me the way?
I can't swim back downstream. All that bits. If I were you, I'd hook up with the eels.
Eh? Eels?
You'll find them further down, towards the big hole where the river vanishes. They might get you through. Don't try it by yourself.
The sea felt like a long way off. I nearly gave up. The water got lower and lower. The further on I swam, the less water there was. And then, one day, I found the big hole. Just like the trout had said. I was too scared to go any further. The river stopped here. It fell into the dark. Slowly, the river started coming to a boil. I saw beetles and sticks and woodlice and straw, then plastic barrels and bits of trees and paper cups and carrier bags. Until soon, it was like rush hour. I had to hang on tighter to a rock. The water was rushing into the big hole. And do you know what happened then? The mud of the riverbed came to life. It was twisting and turning and shiny. And then I saw them. Hundreds and hundreds of silvery black snakes. The snakes were slithering round one another, more and more, until the water turned thick and black with them.
The sky is taking our photograph.
Who can blame it? We're gorgeous.
And don't forget glamorous.
And this is our moment. Down to the sea.
The storm has laid down the red carpet.
Let's walk it and crawl it and mug for the flashes and thunder.
Let's wrap ourselves around the fresh water.
Let's juice ourselves up.
Let's work the whole river.
Let's tie the knot and knit cables from rain.
Let's make the most of our opening.
Let's stick together. Don't leave without me.
Wait. Excuse me. Before you go, can I ask you a question?
No time to give interviews.
We're on a tight schedule.
Time and tide waits for no eels.
So you are eels.
Keep up!
And you are going
down to the sea.
I'm coming with you.
We've very strict rules about hangers-on.
No passengers. Or liggers, or blaggers, or stage door johnnies. We're about to go on.
I'm stuck. I can't go back, and I'm frightened to go further.
Listen, he's conflicted, he's confused.
He really wants it. How bad do you want it, kid?
What's your motivation? Why go there?
I don't know. It just feels like the right thing to do.
Instinct.
And I've never seen the sea.
Curiosity.
And I had a dream of meeting a girl there.
Boy meets girl! What better reason?
Three good reasons. Stick with us, then. First of all, a verbal agreement. All elves and eels accept no liability for any harm or misfortune occurring at any juncture from this point henceforth until such a rupture occurs whereby the commuter, that's you, parts company with your aforementioned eels. Well,
say you agree to our terms and conditions.
Okay, whatever, I agree.
We're in business. There's a termination clause that requires us to let you go long before we reach the Sargasso. Top secret. You'll find that's totally standard. But climb aboard.
Down to the sea!
Down to the sea! And so, I went to the eels. They carried me along, all twisty and slimy. I couldn't tell where one ended and another began. We went into the big hole and spilled into the dark. We fell from the pipe into more water, and the river had changed again. Now the water was huge and wide. The flow was slower but stronger. I couldn't keep up with the eels, but they told me I should be fine and had a clear run down to the sea from now on. So we said our goodbyes and they slivered and twisted away. The water was dirtier now too. The things people throw into the river. The bones of kittens in a rubbish bag. A car with no wheels, half sunk in the mud. A leather boot. A metal bear keg. A cannonball. A forest of driftwood.
Good. And what do all these things have in common?
Whoa! The size of you.
Don't be afraid. If I wanted to eat you, you'd be fish food already.
You are the salmon. Are you swimming up from the sea?
Yes, but the way ahead is blocked, as you already know. A dead end.
So, what do you do?
I'm philosophical.
Philosoph what?
I think. I study. Knowledge is everything. So tell me. What do all of these things you found in the river have in common?
You could say that they don't belong here.
Precisely! Which means that they are...
I don't know. Not where they should be.
Not of their own volition, no. They had no choice in the matter. The river is also full of living creatures. Creatures that can make choices. You can make choices, too. You don't have to sink without trace.
Like rubbish.
Life before, for you, had a powerful current. You couldn't control it. Learn how to swim against it. Learn how to right it. There is nothing in the water, but the water makes you who you are. We call that an aphorism.
Being philosophical was making my head hurt. After I met the salmon, I drifted for a few days, and then I saw something terrible myself. I found somebody floating in the water. It was a man. There was a bend in the river, and he'd snagged on an old pram in the mud. He just hung in the slow water with his arms up, like he was jumping out and saying boo. It was Grimes. His eyes were half open. Boo! Look at you, Mr. Grimes. What are you doing down here? And just then, just when I was thinking he couldn't hurt me no more, and just when I was feeling brave, I had a new thought. Now, Mr. Grimes will turn into a water creature like I did. So I turned and I swam away as hard as I could, scared of every shadow and ripple in the river.
Come play with us down to the sea. Don't be afraid. Follow our voices down to the sea.
I had the feeling someone was watching me. But now came the biggest change of all. The whole flow backed up on itself. And the taste of the water changed. Salty. Now that I had got to the sea, I didn't know what to do.
It was so big. I hung onto a big floating bell. I saw a fish with eyes in the back of his head. I saw jellyfish like a navy of carrier bags. I saw a seal that looked like a dog with whiskers. And this is where I met the porpoises. They swam in a gang, in and out of waves, like they couldn't make up their minds whether they liked water or air best. They were shiny, like a car that's just had a full wax and polish.
Hey, you want to come with us, kid?
Are you going out to sea?
No, been out there for weeks, tracking a shoal of herrings inshore. The coast here stinks of river. For now, we picked up a distress signal. We're going to help.
I can't hear anything. Well, seagulls.
You need to tune in. Do you know where the Gulf Stream is?
The Gulf Stream? No.
Oh, bloody kids nowadays. The Gulf Stream, the ocean superhighway. We follow the fish, and the fish follow the smaller fish, and the smaller fish follow the shrimp, and the shrimp follow the plankton, and the plankton follow
the Gulf Stream?
Correct. One of the old engine rooms of the planet. Anyway, it's full of noises. You just have to learn how to listen.
And like a 999 call has made you come towards land?
We think it's a whale. Run into trouble. Run aground, in fact. But we're having a tricky time of pinpointing the source.
Why?
Because humans make such a racket. Sometimes I can't hear myself think.
Are you going to rescue it?
That's the general idea.
I want to come with you. And that's how I hitched a ride with the porpoises, which are like dolphins.
But not to be confused with them.
And I've never been in a speedboat. But I reckon it must be a bit like this was. They really shifted. And that's how we set off to look for the lost whale.
We came down to the beach because my dad heard about the whale. It had got itself stuck on the sand. People came from miles around. The whale couldn't move and didn't want to be out of the sea. There was a fire engine on the pier spraying water over it. People passed buckets down a line and used shopping bags like big sticking plasters. It had a sad eye. It was like one of my doll's eyes, not a fish eye. It looked right at me. It looked as though it was trapped inside itself. I did exactly what my dad said I mustn't do. I wandered off. We got split up. I was looking in tide pools, climbing over the slippy green rocks. And then I saw you.
I was waving up at you. Soon as I saw your hair, I knew it all came back. Clean sheets, that room. Then you fell in. You banged your head. Are you okay? I felt bad. I'd put you off. I'd made you look and lean too close. And now you're here.
And now I'm here. Hey, it wasn't your fault. Don't look like that.
What happened to the whale?
The whale died.
If we died again, do you think we'd go home?
I don't know, but never mind that. I want you to teach me to swim.
Your breathing's good already. You should have seen how long it took me. I don't know your name. Ellie. Everything changed. It was different because I had somebody to play with. I was used to fending for myself, to finding my own way. But now there was somebody else to share it all with.
We explored the beach that the sea kept to itself. We played hide and seek in the seaweed. But we were adrift. Then, one day, we found a lobster in his cage. And he told us this.
Listen. Come closer. If you promise to let me out, I'll let you in on some little secrets. Do you promise?
We don't know yet. What secret?
Firstly, there are others like you. Sure, you might not have seen them, but they are there. They don't like the dirty water, sewers and outfalls and runoff. They shy away from all that. But I know a place where the water's clear and clean. Go there and you'll hear what I mean. Just open this cage.
Your claws are bigger than the crayfish's. And he's pinched me when he got hold of me.
Oh, come on. Do you want to see it or not? The crabs and anemones have picked it clean. The sea cleans itself, given time.
I want to go. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I trust him.
I'm getting on. I've been around. Speaking of which, have you heard of Miss What Goes Around Comes Around? Or Miss What Comes Around Goes Around? You'll meet them too. All you have to do is let me out. My claws are for crushing and cutting, not picking locks.
So we did. And I got proved wrong. He carved out a map on the seabed sand
now,
with that claw.
You follow.
He was as good as his word.
The old lobster really knew. He showed us the way to go. And it was all true. He found the place.
My dog went through the ice and I followed him.
Our canoe capsized on a seamount.
I lost my feet. The current was strong. The water was cold.
My clothes were left in a pile on the riverbank.
The birds were singing when I jumped in.
My sister held me under. And there was a full moon.
Help me look for my little dog. I've forgotten his name.
Ellie and me held hands. We were in deep water.
There's hundreds of them.
Thousands.
Oh, millions at least.
Huh? Did you just say something?
I thought you were answering me. Somebody definitely answered back.
That would be me.
Whoa!
No need to be afraid, unless you have something to be afraid about.
Are you Miss What Goes...
Around Comes Around?
I am.
She had hard eyes, dark, and she carried a stick. Never a good sign. What do you do here?
I'm in the recycling business. This is one of the places where things get turned around. Think of it as a waiting room, if you like.
Miss, what goes around comes around. Scary. She told us how she watched over the shades and souls of the lost and drowned.
And not only those, but those who'd never been born, who hadn't gone around.
Who, she said, added up to more than those who had many times over. It made my head spin. But I had to ask her. We going back?
Do you want to go back? And if so, back to what exactly?
She said she was judge and jury.
And that she'd have to weigh things up, like, did we deserve it and stuff?
Let's see. You were very angry before you arrived. You were lippy with a trout. And this poor girl, whose phone you stole, you led into the water. It's all here in the ledger. But I'm nothing if not fair. Let's hear from my sister.
Miss What Goes Around Comes Around had a sister. Miss What Comes Around Goes Around.
She begins where I end, and I end where she begins. Let's look at this from the other way round, Tommy. What have you learned?
She was nicer. I liked her better, right away. But what had I learned? I don't know.
You remember where you came from? Who you were before?
I was Tommy. I worked for Mr. Grimes, a man of business. I did what I was told.
My sister, she's old-fashioned. She thinks the journey through the water has to improve your character. Your moral fibre. Me? I'm only interested in one question. What have you learned about life on land?
The world I remember was like a river. I never understood where it was taking me. Everyone swam in the same water. Only some of us sank to the bottom. Some of us couldn't see round the next bend. All I ever wanted was to go home. But here, I can't choose which way to go.
And how does that make you feel, Tommy?
Choosing is frightening. I thought I had forgotten who I was before I came here. I thought I was a long way from home. But now, it feels as though whoever I used to be before was forgetting this.
Forgetting what?
That we are all animals. That people are animals too. The world above wasn't so different to this. I think we all forgot who we were.
That's very impressive. Definite progress.
Wait a minute. Progress? He's saying progress is a dream, a fantasy, a mirage. He's saying there is no going forward. People, animals.
I know. Wisdom.
Is that what you're saying, Tommy?
I think so.
I don't like it. Going around in circles, treading water. We evolve. We move on. We go forward. A child that doesn't have any goals, that doesn't see the point to progressing and improving? Oh, I don't know. Where is the moral centre in that? I'm asking you, Tommy.
I don't know. You're messing with my head now.
So, what are you suggesting?
I think he needs to take the test.
What test?
The test for naturalisation. If you want to go back to life on land, we call it the life on land test.
It's in two parts, Tommy. One is written.
Multiple choice.
And the other is practical.
Well, I can't read much. All right. Only my name.
Ellie, can you help Tommy?
I'll read it for you, Tommy.
They gave Ellie a sheet of questions to ask me. When I answered, she ticked the boxes with a seagull feather dipped in squid ink.
Are you ready? Question one. On what date is the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere?
What?
It gives you choices. Listen, 20th of February, 20th of March, or 20th of April.
Oh, this is stupid.
Just guess. I can't help you.
Why? Is she watching?
Yes, but mainly because I don't know the answer.
Oh, I'll never pass this.
You have to. Seriously. We can both go back together. Just guess.
The one in the middle?
Question two. What is the world's human population to the nearest billion? Is it 4, 5, 6, or 7?
Oh, it went on for hours. Questions and more questions. Who could know all those answers?
I helped him a bit. Sometimes I ticked the boxes I thought were right, but I couldn't tell whether he'd passed. Then it was time for the practical test.
We were sent to the other end of nowhere, which is what they call it. We were told we were being watched. They didn't tell us nothing else.
It was deeper water and cold. We didn't know what we were going to find, or what we would have to do.
There's nothing here.
There must be something.
I can't see anything.
Tommy, listen. Stop paddling. Can you hear that?
We swam towards the sound. It got louder. Then slowly we started to see it. A big, dark shape in the water.
We'll have to swim closer.
I was scared. I tried not to show it. We got near.
There's something moving. It's a cage. It's full of fish.
And it was. A big underwater cage that was stuffed with fishes, all swimming and chopping backwards and forwards. Hey, a fish prison.
There's thousands of them. Millions.
They were salmon. They eyed us. They wanted to be on our side of the net. You could tell that. I got as close as I dared and spoke to one.
Oh, who caught you? Who trapped you here?
You've never been caught. Always been like this. You don't know anything different. To be caught, you have to have been free first.
I forgot how philosophical salmon were.
But you swam out here once.
Never. We were born in a hatchery, flushed down a spawning channel. Been wrangled and farmed and ranched all our lives in these cages. We know how to swim back too. Our instincts are dead ends. They feed us on fish meal, on dead fish. And one day we'll get taken out and bled and filleted. That's how it is.
But that wasn't the worst.
Ellie, look!
What is it?
Look at that one. I see his face. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
That is Mr. Grimes, my old boss, my handler. Look, I'm telling you.
Soon as I saw him, I knew. So did he. I saw it in his eyes. He knew it was me. He'd changed. I knew he would, but not like this.
Tommy?
Tommy! It's me! Look at you! You recognize your old boss, don't you?
Ellie, look!
You're the man who kept Tommy!
Who looked after Tommy! Who fed him and clothed him!
And kept him like a slave!
A slave? We did all right. He worked hard and I looked after him. Got you work. Kept him busy. Tell her, Tommy. Look what they've done to me.
I don't want to feel sorry for you.
I had to do what I did, Tommy. Had to. I was a businessman. I had overheads. I was part of the food chain. It wasn't such a bad deal, huh? When you look at it, when you stand back and really weigh it up.
We all had to swim in the same water.
They take us out of here and cut us open down the middle. Then we're born again and it happens all over. I've been round 3 times already. Please, I'm begging you. There, I've said it. The table's turned. I know how you must feel, and I'm sorry.
What should we do, Tommy?
What should we do? This was my practical test. They were very clever. Here's what I did. I swam to the seabed and looked until I found the biggest, oldest lobster I could find. I told him to come with me. His claws were rubbish at picking the lock on the basket. But they were perfect for this. I showed the lobster where to do it, and he snipped his way up along the side of the fish cage. Ellie and me pulled back the net like a big curtain, and every salmon in there swam out into the open sea.
I want you to tell me, Tommy, in your own words, why did you do it?
Go on, Tommy. Tell my sister the truth.
The truth? Because it was all just money. Mr. Grimes did it for money. Money made him mean. Because we're not so different, people and animals. Because I felt sorry for him. Just as sorry as I did for those salmon. I felt sorry for them all.
And is that all?
No. Something else. I don't know how to say it. Something in me, looking out through these eye holes. It said I could change things. It said I could do it and I could live with it. They all cheered. I changed it for them. Me. I made the world different. If only a little bit.
The salmon farmer won't be happy, and neither will the fisherman. His fish running free to mix with all the wild salmon.
I don't care.
We don't care.
They don't care. There's something we should tell you
about ourselves. She ends
where I begin, but in fact,
we're really one and the same.
The two of them turned into one. It was like the dragonfly all over again. Except they didn't split. They joined. And when they joined, they were somebody else.
Do you remember me?
The lady we picked up. The hitchhiker. You.
Then the hitchhiker lady took me in her arms and hugged me. And I cried. Which is weird underwater. It just makes your cheeks go warm. It was the first time that anybody had ever hugged me. Ellie and me walked out of the sea and up onto a beach. We had to get used to it again, being out of the water. The air stung my throat. My arms and legs felt heavy. I felt taller though. We were holding hands, but we were both totally naked. It's funny. I only thought about it then. Ellie pulled some seaweed out of a pool and we covered ourselves up. It was early in the morning, or late, we couldn't tell. Our shadows were long. We walked up the beach and talked about what we might do next, where to go. There was a road at the top of the sand hills, and Ellie said, "Let's go that way." It looked like it might lead everywhere.
The Water Babies, a modern fairy tale, was written by Paul Farley and freely adapted from the novel by Charles Kingsley. Tommy was played by Damson Idris. Grimes by Kurt Enguan. Ellie by Lauren Moat. The Hitcher, Miss What Comes Around Goes Around, and Miss What Goes Around Comes Around by Julia Ford. The Caddis Flies were played by Philippa Stanton and Ben Crow. The Dragonfly by Hannah Wood. The Otter by Jenny Ogilvie. The Porpoise by Michael Shelford, and The Salmon by Robert Blythe. All other parts were played by members of the company. It was directed by Emma Harding.
Crossing Continents returns to BBC Radio 4.
How much copper is there here at this mine?
Lots of copper and gold and some silver, awesome.
But you got silver and gold as well?
Yes.
The challenge facing Mongolia.
That's just the beginning of its exploitation of this treasure trove. But it presents Mongolia with a crucial challenge. Will everyone in this nation of traditional nomadic herders share in the new wealth? Or will the profits be siphoned off by a super-rich elite?
Justin Rowland reports in Crossing Continents on Thursday morning at 11.